Hey everyone, this amazing ESO Network show is brought to you by our fine sponsor, Amazon.com. Please remember to shop Amazon for all your geeky needs, no matter what time of the year it is. All you need to do is go to ESOpodcast.com/ESOAmazon or click on the Amazon banner on the ESO Network webpage to go to our e-store. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. Okay, that's enough of me babbling for now. Now on with your regular scheduled show.
This is the great Luke Ski, and when I'm not inhabiting Cornflake's wildest dreams, I'm listening to the Flopcast on Flopcast.net. Oh, yeah. And also, I do songs about bacon.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 243.
2017, here we are.
Yes, yes. Hello, Cornflake.
Hi, Kevin.
Well, welcome to the new year.
Thank you. Likewise, you.
A bold new year, and here we are with our same old little show.
Yes, how bold.
Very bold of us. And one thing that has not changed in the new year is I think we're still going to start with your National Whatever Day.
National Whatever Day!
Here's what I want to know, Kevin.
Yes.
What annoys you?
It's a good thing the show's coming out right at the beginning of the year, because this may take the entire year. What doesn't annoy me? Have you heard me on the show before?
That's kind of why I couldn't resist floating the question.
Yeah, that's a long, long list. Is there anything specific coming up this week that I might find annoying?
I don't know if you'll find this annoying, but there's an opportunity to voice your dismay if you want it, I guess. If you want, there's always an opportunity to complain about
it. Of course. We have a podcast.
That's right.
Just for that reason.
But January 7th, Kevin, is a special day. It's the day where you can say, I'm not going to take it anymore. Because January 7th is I'm not going to take it anymore day, which may be the longest name for a national whatever day that we've ever had.
Maybe. That is pretty long.
It's a long way to say, I'm just done with this.
All right. This may be the year that we need to say that a lot. So it's good that we're getting started on January 7th. Do we know how this started? Do we know why this started?
No.
But we're doing it.
Right.
That's fine. Don't ask any questions.
Because
just get angry.
Fed up.
Yes.
All I could think of was, we're not going to take it, the rock anthem.
Oh, the Twisted Sister song? Sure. Was this whole thing Dee Snider's idea?
It might have been, and I think Dee Snider might not have been willing to admit it.
This is starting to make sense now.
And there was also that 1976 movie, The Network.
Right.
Honestly, if I had to guess, that's what this day comes from.
Yeah. Do you think Dee Snider saw that movie, and then that was the spark that led to the big monster hit song for Twisted Sister?
Well, I can think of no other explanation.
The movie was first.
I remember very little about Twisted Sister, other than I had a Twisted Sister pencil in second grade, and it was neon pink with black writing on it.
I saw him speak in person once. I've never been to a Twisted Sister concert. I've never been to a Dee Snider concert. But I did see Dee Snider speak in San Diego. He spoke at the San Diego Comic-Con. This would have been in the late 90s. He had a movie coming out. I think he was there to talk about his movie, Strangeland. So I went to this panel he was on, like, about filmmaking. And it was just all these, like, filmmaking people that no one's ever heard of. And Dee Snider was one of the panelists. And the panel's over. Everybody leaves. And they've got those placards, you know, those little name things in front of everybody on the table. And there's the Dee Snider name thing up there on the table. So I just went up and stole it.
Really?
Yeah. And I gave it to my friend Derek.
Wow.
Like I have a picture of Derek at a table at the Grind, our old coffee house. He's just sitting there at the table with a giant label in front of him. Hello, I'm Dee Snider. And I'm not going to take it anymore.
Evidently not.
All right, so we're all ready to be angry and annoyed on January 7th and throughout the year, I have no doubt.
I hope hope so.
That's the plan.
Anger isn't really my natural state, so I don't know how I'm going to deal on January 7th.
Things are changing. The times are changing this year, Cornflake. I assure you.
Well, yeah, I can think of at least one thing.
Now, as this show comes out, it is New Year's Day, so we're winding down our holidays now. How did the holiday season go for you?
It was one of the most low-key holidays I've ever had, and it was glorious.
That is great. That's
the
way to
do it. In that respect, it doesn't give me much to discuss on a podcast.
That's okay. This was almost a super low-key holiday for me. I've done practically nothing. I've barely left the house. However, my plans changed because out of nowhere, I suddenly received tickets to a Patriots game. You know our local football team?
Yeah.
We're going to get into some hot Flopcast sports talk now. We're going to cover the world of sports a lot more in 2017, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah, so this is kind of we're pivoting a little bit as a podcast.
I hear if you hit the ball, you get a goal.
That's how football works, yes. We're going to do like detailed analysis on this show, really break down the games every week. I want to appeal to a whole new demographic. We're going to cover a lot of like college-level lacrosse, that kind of thing, the stuff that people really want to hear about.
And when you run through all the bases, you get a touchdown.
That's football, yes.
Yes.
So I got football tickets, Christmas Eve Patriots game. Have you ever been to this? You've never been to a Patriots game, have you?
I've not, no.
Yeah. Have you been to the stadium?
Yes.
You've been to Gillette Stadium?
I've been to Gillette Stadium.
The new stadium or the old one?
How long has the new one been around?
Gillette is the new one. It's been there about 16 years now.
I might have gone to the old one.
Oh, you're right on the brink then. You're not sure which. All right, wait, give me a year. When was this? What'd you do? Was this a New Kids on the Block concert? It was, wasn't it?
Is that where the concert was?
You were there for a New Kids on the Block concert, weren't you?
I think it might have been.
I knew it. I've been there for concerts as well. I went to the old stadium. For people not from around here, where the Patriots play now, Gillette Stadium, they just built that in, I think, 2001, 2002. Before that, it was the old Foxborough Stadium on the same site, same location. The old stadium, I think they spent about $300 building it originally because it was pretty much a slab of concrete.
But it did the job.
Just barely. It was a sorry excuse for a stadium. But I went there for concerts a couple of times. The year was 1989, and I was there with Ed from Sponge Awareness Foundation. We went to a Rolling Stones concert. And we went to The Who. Ed had a connection that ran one of the concession stands. So we went in, we sold hot dogs and soda to the people before the show started. And then we just wandered away and watched the show. Because once the Rolling Stones are on stage, they're not selling a lot of hot dogs anymore.
Right.
You know, so they just cut us loose to go watch the show. I saw the Rolling Stones soundcheck at Foxborough Stadium. We were watching Mick Jagger sing Ruby Tuesday in an empty football stadium. We did the same thing with The Who that same summer.
Oh.
Went to those two concerts at the old stadium.
If I didn't know you better, I'd say this all sounds like a crazy dream. But I know the sort of life you live, Kevin.
It's all so real.
You and Ed?
It was me and Ed.
Makes perfect sense.
Selling hot dogs. And then we watched The Who. And I went to a couple of football games there with my dad in the early 90s. And it was horrifyingly cold. At one of those games, it was just painful.
Mm.
We left very, very, very early because we would have died.
Yes. Not my idea of fun.
Yes. All right. So now I've got Patriots tickets. It's Christmas Eve. And I think I need a real football fan to go with me. And you know who I got? I didn't call you, notice. Because you would have been, what, are the New Kids on the Block back? Or is it time to go back to Gillette Stadium now for the New Kids? Is Donnie Wahlberg there?
Can I just say that I'm totally not put out about this? Because all I can imagine is, it's Christmas Eve, you suddenly have tickets, and everybody has plans.
People have plans to
be
with their
do?
Families, sure. Plus, most of the people I know, because I hang with nerds, have zero interest in football. And then I thought of Brittany. I thought of my friend Brittany, and you've met Brittany. From Wicked Geeky.
Right.
She's one of our costuming friends from all the conventions. And I happen to know Brittany, also a huge New England Patriots fan. So I took Brittany.
So she ended up being free.
Yes. Shockingly, she was able to break away from the family on Christmas Eve. Now, the reason I haven't been to a football game in over a quarter century is because I don't want to be out in the miserable weather.
Right.
But these weren't regular tickets.
Oh.
These were super fancy. You're in a private suite watching the game like
wow.
fancy rich people do. I got hooked up with crazy tickets to this game.
So I can just imagine Robin Leach describing
yes.
your suite.
Robin, it was me and Brittany and Robin Leach. The three of us were lined up in this private suite together. And now you know the weather. You're a weather girl. You may recall Christmas Eve, rain.
Yes.
Heavy rain most of the day. So I thought, terrific. We're in a suite. The other 60,000 people out in the rain, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the only issue was getting into the stadium because you have to hike like a half a mile to get in. They don't let you park right outside the door.
Unless you're me, I bet you I could have gotten.
You could have figured out. Yeah, they would have let you park on the 50-yard line. The rest of us have to travel.
You have to do a little bit of trudging.
A long way. Yeah, we didn't even have to park. We got dropped off, but we still had to walk a long way through the rain to get in. And you're not allowed to bring an umbrella into the stadium.
Why? Might you beat someone senseless with it?
What if the penguin showed up?
Oh.
It could be very dangerous, you know? So no umbrellas allowed. However, Brittany is a genius. She picked up two super cheap umbrellas, and she said, we'll just walk with these umbrellas and then ditch them at the door.
Uh-huh.
Great idea, right?
So is there a huge pile of umbrellas at the door?
You would think, yes. There should be 60,000 umbrellas outside Gillette Stadium. You want to get some umbrellas? We should go down there right now.
So everybody just dumps them off, and when you come out, you just take one.
Just grab one. Yeah, grab any umbrella on the way out,
I guess. There's an understanding. Whichever one you can get.
So we get up to the gate with our umbrellas, because uh-huh. Brittany was thoughtful enough to get an umbrella for both of us. And the guy says, hey, no umbrellas. We know. We throw our umbrellas in the thing and proceed to go in or attempt to go in. And then the guy tells us, oh, you're at the wrong gate.
He
looks at our fancy tickets, and you can't walk through this gate with all the regular people. You got to go way around to the other side. And now we've lost our umbrellas. So by the time we got to the super fancy entrance, we're just drenched, of course, you know, by that point. The umbrellas worked for a little while, at least. But you get inside, though, through this entrance for the special people.
Uh-huh.
As soon as you get in, they're like, oh, hello, here, have a cookie, have a hot chocolate. They're just handing you stuff when you get inside.
I would like a towel.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I just want to mop myself down with this cookie, but thank you. Yeah, they're giving out like cookies and hot chocolate and stuff as you come in, isn't that nice? Then you go up there, you walk into the suite, you're like looking down at the field, beautiful view, private suite, and there's a woman in there who's like the attendant for the room, just taking care of you, bringing you food, bringing you drinks and stuff. We're soaking wet, we take our coats off, and she's like, you can just hang your coats in the closet.
It has a closet?
I found that more shocking than anything. I'm in a football stadium. I'm hanging my coat on a hanger in a closet like human beings would do.
Can you imagine being the attendant and watching people's expressions
right.
every time she says there's a closet?
Right. You've never been so happy to see a coat hanger. You know, it's the little things that we appreciate, us common folk. So super fun. A day at Gillette, out of the rain. Once we got inside, it was fine. And then it cleared up. It got sunny in the afternoon, like around halftime of the game. The sun's coming out.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was so mad with power by being in the suite that I didn't like it. I was like, you know, I prefer when it's raining out there. I want to see. I like being dry in here and being able to look out on the 60,000 soaking wet people, half of whom are drunk guys in Santa suits.
To be the best view ever.
It is outstanding. So, not that I go to a sporting events very often. It's been years, but I've been ruined. I can't go to a game like a regular person anymore.
Nope.
Yeah, I need to be in a private suite, literally looking down upon everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, so happy holidays.
Same to you.
The Bruins are the only bear for me.
What else were we going to run through today?
Probably our New Year's resolutions.
Oh, there's a thought. It's a new year. We were working on our New Year's resolutions all throughout 2016. Now it's time we turn the page, literally, uh-huh. if you have an old-fashioned calendar, you know, as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And see that? We got a chicken calendar right up there, the extraordinary chickens. It's a new year. We need a new New Year's resolution. Last year, your New Year's resolution, you were determined to go to a convention or an event of some sort every month all year, and you pretty much did it.
Overall, yeah. Who doesn't slip here and there with a New Year's resolution? But I kept getting back on that New Year's resolution horse.
Because I went the opposite way. I cut way back on my convention appearances this year. You cut way forward. We kind of switched this year.
In terms of quantity, yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I only showed up for 20 minutes.
You weren't there for long. You were there. You had quite a year running around amongst all the nerds.
I did.
Well done.
Thank you.
Now, we look ahead, and I shudder to think what you could possibly have planned for 2017. I have my resolution, which I shall reveal to you, but first I want to hear yours, Cornflake. Have you made a New Year's resolution for 2017?
Oh, and shudder you shall, Kevin, because my New Year's resolution for 2017 is I'm not going to wear any clothes.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I cover myself with it.
All right.
No, not really.
See, that's...
Were you trying to think through the logistics of it? Because...
Not really, no. Because I don't think you have either. I don't have a problem with it. Whatever you want to do. And this is an audio podcast. This would not even affect our iTunes rating.
At all.
No.
Grocery shopping, on the other hand, would have been weird. you're talking about going to football games and how you've been...
Yeah, it's all I do now.
...doing your holidays. Yeah. I spent most of my holidays trying to figure out what my New Year's resolution was going to be. And so I settled on something that I thought might enhance my geek world a little bit.
Hmm.
Certainly going to those cons last year did, but...
Right.
Oh, did that tire me out. I need something.
Is there a way to be geekier, but in a more relaxed manner?
And I think there is, Kevin. Yeah. I think the secret is right here.
Right here in the studio?
Well, here on this podcast.
Okay. You're on the Flopcast.
Yes.
Okay.
I think the secret is podcasts, Kevin.
Yes.
You're always talking about these cool podcasts that you're hearing and tipping me off when a guest is on a podcast that I would want to hear. You did that recently when Neil Finn was on The Nerdist.
I pointed out The Nerdist to you because your buddy Neil Finn from Crowded House was a guest recently. Yes. I listen to podcasts all the time. My whole day, I'm either editing our podcast or I'm listening to some other podcast. And I no longer have to have my own thoughts anymore.
I don't know if I'm ready for that level of...
You're not ready to give up on thinking?
...podcast intake. What I'm thinking, though, is that I would like to start listening to a new podcast every month.
Sure.
So I'm going to start adopting podcasts.
Now, I think there's only about 9 or 10 podcasts out there. So by the end of the year, you might have to start repeating.
I might have to listen to our own show.
Yeah, but it'll get you through most of the year.
Right.
So will this be a monthly feature then throughout the year as you will be bringing us once a month, here's my new podcast that I've been enjoying?
Yes.
All right. We can do that.
It may be my least ambitious New Year's resolution yet. It's pretty easy, I think, in some ways to just download a podcast, but...
But that's fine.
New Year's resolutions don't have to knock you out.
Yeah. As long as one of us... has chosen a very challenging, difficult New Year's resolution. I think we're covered on the show.
And I think that can be you this year.
So I guess that brings us over to my resolution. And I've thought of a good one for this year, Cornflake. Might have been kind of lame in the past, I'll admit. This year, for 2017, I'm going to try to be sillier.
Whoa.
Thank you. All right, as we head towards the end of this episode of the Flopcast, we have to get in another convention plug. Well, convention preview, I should say.
Right around the bend
is... As this show comes out, we are about 2 weeks away from Aresia.
In Boston.
This is Boston's big science fiction convention. And we've been to Aresia many times over the last few years. It's January 13th through the 16th. This is Martin Luther King weekend, I believe. So it's Friday through the Monday. 13th through the 16th of January. And it's at the Westin Boston Waterfront Hotel. Because, as you know, I like being right down there by the water, right by the harbor in mid-January.
Exactly.
That's the place you want to be.
Oh, it's glorious otherwise.
I love it. So we shall be at Aresia. And I was looking over the schedule earlier today because It's extensive. You've seen that crazy schedule of theirs. Just
yes.
There's way too much going on than you can possibly wrap your head around.
And the convention center itself is a huge maze.
There's a lot going on. It's panels, there's workshops, it's performances, and screenings of movies and things, and gaming. And they're doing everything there and practically around the clock for the 4 days.
Parties.
It's a big party scene as well. The Tesseract players are going to be there again.
Of course.
Doing their shadow casting, you know, Rocky Horror style.
Yes. I loved when I saw them do the Princess Bride last year.
That's what they're doing this year.
Princess, good.
Princess Bride is on the schedule.
Don't miss it.
There's a panel about birding, like bird watching. There's a panel called Basic Birding.
Nice.
And I think they've done this before, but I've never been able to go to this. And I might not even make it this year. But someday, I'm going to go learn about bird watching.
Well, New England is a good place for birding.
Yeah. If I can be there, I shall be there and learn about birds, because I do enjoy a bird. There's a panel called How to Become a Cyborg.
Oh.
That might come in handy.
Perhaps.
You gotta pick up some important tips at this thing. This is your style now, Cornflake. I did see on the schedule there's going to be singing in the swimming pool.
Yes. Yes, they did this last year.
How are you not involved in this?
Last year, I went to Aresia. It was my first con of the year, and I saw that they were having this event singing at the pool, and I think they were doing filk music.
They do a lot of filk. Sing-along. Yeah, there's a lot of music throughout Aresia.
And it was at a time of day where they haven't let the day trippers in for the day yet. It was too early in the morning.
Yeah.
So I could not take part, but it looks like something that's great for people who are there the entire weekend to
sure.
be a part of.
Yeah, there's people staying at the hotel. Can roll out of bed and go sing in the swimming pool.
Oh, and I saw that and I was like, oh, yeah. I want to be a part of that.
Well, you know I'll be there. Try and keep me away from people singing in a swimming pool, right? It's just my style.
Are you just going to creep up and watch them?
Yes.
That's about right.
True binoculars. That's my plan. Now, so I don't know if you're going to show up at Aresia or not. You may. You never
it's
know
possible.
With you. It's possible. I'm going to be there. I am actually, for the first time, on the schedule at Aresia this year. They put me on a panel.
That's more panels than I got asked to be
well,
on.
It's cool, though, because it occurred to me that you and I have been involved in a lot of conventions in some official capacity to one extent or another over the last few years, but always very far away.
Right.
We always have to leave town. In order to do something at a convention, we go running off to Illinois or to Minnesota or to
Atlanta,
Georgia, where I'm at DragonCon every year.
But what about our own backyard?
Exactly. And so that time has come. So I'm going to be subject to change, of course, as all things are. But as scheduled, Sunday at Aresia. So that'll be Sunday, January 15th, 5:30 p.m. I'll be on a panel called Art Schooled Style in Comics. We're going to be discussing different styles of artwork in comic books.
That could be fascinating.
It's going to be an interesting talk, I think, especially if you're a fan of comic book art, as I am. So if you're going to be at Aresia, please come to my panel. It'd be nice if we have some people there.
Yes.
So hope to see some Flopcast listeners Sunday, 5:30. Come to the Art Schooled Style in Comics panel,
yeah.
And I'll see you there.
Hopefully the weather cooperates, because this is Boston
in January. That's
so hard to plan for this.
Every time I schedule anything all winter, it's hope there's not a blizzard.
Right.
Okay, see you there. Maybe. So yeah, weather permitting, I will be there Sunday, 5:30. So that's Aresia. And you know what? What do you say we wrap up this, our first show of the year?
So we're on the web.
Yes.
Our website is flopcast.net. And we're on Twitter, too. Our handle is @Flopcast. And on Facebook as well, facebook.com/Flopcast.
Yes. Oh, and you know, we're a couple of other places now, too. This is a surprise to you, I think, for the new year.
You mean I'm going to have to remember more stuff for my outro?
Yes, I've got a new thing to add to your list of stuff to plug at the end of the show. Cornflake, the Flopcast now, we're on Instagram.
We are?
Yeah. Well, you know what? You can blame Brittany for this from the football game.
Okay.
Because Brittany suddenly asked me if I was on Instagram, and I said, no, I've never used Instagram, but apparently everybody else is on Instagram, you know? So I thought maybe the Flopcast, it's time we signed up for Instagram.
Oh.
So the Flopcast now has an Instagram account.
Do you just do a search for Flopcast on Instagram and you find us?
I think so. Well, it's the _Flopcast.
K Okay.
We have a link to it on the website as well. If you go to flopcast.net, The mayor has already set up a button on the homepage of our website that will take you to our Instagram account.
You said we have a couple new ones. Are we finally on MySpace?
Someday, baby. That's the dream. The other thing is you can now listen to the Flopcast through Stitcher.
Oh, neat.
Which is a podcasting app of some sort. Some people like to use Stitcher to get their audio content. You can get the Flopcast through Stitcher now, I think.
Sweet.
So check that out, Stitcher people. And I don't know what we're going to do with our Instagram account.
I'm bewildered.
As we're recording, I've only posted one thing on Instagram. The weird thing is, before I posted anything, all I did was set up the account. And, like, within hours, we had a follower.
Wow.
It was Bill the Radical Geek. I don't know how he found us. Bill just knew. It just came to him, like, in a dream. Flopcast is on Instagram, and he pounced. Bill the Radical Geek was officially our first Instagram follower. So, hello, Bill, and thank you.
You never cease to amaze us,
Bill. We'll spend this first week of 2017. Hopefully, we can figure out what in the world to do with Instagram.
We'll probably do about as well with it as we did with Twitter. Which means
well, we can only
in
hope.
Short order, the mayor will be taking it over.
Turn the whole thing over to the mayor. You figure it out. That's a good idea. Because we're just not going to take it anymore. And we'll see you next week.
Peace and cookies.
Hello, my name is Jay Patrick, and that is Adam.
Hello.
Join us for the Adam and JP Show.
Hello.
Available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Hello.
Get it now.
Hello.
Oh, we're just kidding. If you love comics, video games, movies, wrestling.
Who doesn't? These are all great things that make us who we are.
That's true. Then you should join us for the Adam and JP Show. You actually can get it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Yeah, that part was true.
And right here on the ESO Network.
And adamandjp.com.
What do you think you're doing? Twisted Sister. What kind of a man desecrates a defenseless textbook?
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.